This is the story of two Arkansas cities and towns. I'm Rich Carl. Calamine was home to some of the earliest settlers in what's now Sharp County. Calamine was the site of the state's first commercial zinc mining operation. But today, Calamine consists of only a few homes. The town is most likely named after the pink mineral calamine, but a local tradition claims the name originated from a female mine owner named Callie, translated Callie's Mine. A small settlement began to develop around the area of springs, which were said to provide upwards of 65,000 gallons of water an hour. Rapid development began when zinc was discovered in the late 1850s. Mining began in 1856, at a time when all zinc used in the United States was being imported. By 1870, zinc was hauled to the Black River for shipment. When the Civil War ended in May 1871, demand for zinc declined and mining ceased. Calamine became something of a commercial center, and part of the interest was maintained by religious groups. During the Civil War, the more serious concern were the bands of Jayhawkers and Bushwhackers that moved in and out of the area. In 1871, a post office was established, but it closed in 1967. Schools existed in the area, but no sessions were conducted until 1906. In 1948, the Calamine School was consolidated with Poughkeepsie, Strawberry, and Cave City. All that remains of the once prosperous Calamine are a few homes. Caldwell is in St. Francis County on Crowley's Ridge north of Forest City. Many early settlers gravitated to Crowley's Ridge, moving from Tennessee and Kentucky. Caldwell did not appear on maps until after the Civil War, when railroad construction increased in Arkansas. The St. Louis, Iron Mountain, and Southern Railway was incorporated in June 1874 with plans to follow Crowley's Ridge to link Noble with Helena. The line was completed in July 1882, and a depot was built where Caldwell is today. Post office was established in 1887 and was named for Postmaster Thomas B. Caldwell, the son of settler William Caldwell, who purchased land on Crowley's Ridge in 1861. By 1954, consolidation put the town of Caldwell children in Forest City schools. Caldwell remained unincorporated until 1964. This has been the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carvin. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the public media service of Arkansas State University.